11 reads as thus: For you will not leave my soul in Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. But that's only if you're on the right path.
Right.
Go to Psalms 18, reading from the New King James Version. It reads as thus: You have also given me the shield of your salvation. Your right hand has held me up. Your gentleness has made me great. You enlarged my path under me, so my feet did not slip. I have pursued my enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I turn back again till they were destroyed. Some of y'all are running from a fight. Stop running. The last one is really a little different. It's not so positive. It says, 142 verses 2 through 4, I pour out my complaint before him. I declare before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then you knew my path and the way in which I walk. They have secretly set a snare for me. Look on my right hand and see. For there is no one who acknowledges me. Refuge has failed me. No one cares for my soul. But this last one is pretty important, because it is saying that when trouble comes, the real you comes out. When trouble show up, the real you will show up.
That's right.
And when trouble show up, you will find out that those that you thought were for you, really not for you.
Right, you're right.
They don't even really care about you. So I'm going to teach you today that there's some things that we always saying, haters, 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 haters. Fact of the matter is, if you're on the wrong path, you automatically going to have some folk that's not for you.
All right. Amen.
So you got to get where you're supposed to be. And surround yourself with folks who actually can get a prayer through when you can.
Come on.
Before you take your seats, let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we bless you, we magnify you, we ask that you have your way. Put your manservant in line with your will. Talk through him. Work through him. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, have your way today. Hide flesh behind the cross. Touch right now. Give your people listening ears so they might hear what you have to say unto them on today. Thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God. Amen. Amen. And as you take your seat, listen, somebody says,
why bad things
happen to decent people?
Why bad things happen to decent people?
Also, you probably want to earmark or put your, you know, these little things right here that are in your Bible. You want to earmark Luke 15, verses 11 through 32, because we're going to reference that today. But I want you to make sure that you take some notes, take some very copious notes today, because it is important. The Lord has placed on my heart that He is tired of simply coming in and having a victory for 24 hours. And don't have no victory any other time during the week. Or that your victory is up and down like a roller coaster. You up 1 minute, we down the next. We to the right, we to the left. Or that we allow every little thing that somebody says to us dictate how the way that we respond and how we go about our week, or it absolutely takes us down from where we are. And so this is the first of a series, amen, if we talk about being on the right path. So it's going to be about 8 Sundays, so you're going to need to take notes, because these changes here for life.
Right.
Amen. All right. So now, if you will, walk with me just a little bit. Those that are old enough to understand where I'm going, you will understand what I'm about to say. That before there was DirecTV, before there was Time Warner Cable, before there was on-demand movies and cable in general, there were 3 major networks.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
That decided what would come on TV. They literally controlled what we watched on TV. Y'all come on, talk back to me. That's old enough to understand.
See,
you children now have, you know, you have it good. You got 500 or 600 channels at your disposal.
That's right.
You can stream Netflix and every other type of social media that allows you to watch movies. You get on Facebook. You can, whatever it is you want to do, you got ample opportunities, numerous opportunities and chances to watch something that's just not dictated by 3 channels. But those of us that are in my generation understood that when you came up, you didn't need a cable box because there was only 3 channels that you could watch.
That's right.
There's only 3 channels that you could watch. When I was growing up, one of the channels, one of the programs that came on every so often or every year was a 1939 classic, The Wizard of Oz.
Right.
Amen? It came on usually during a time where everyone in the family could sit down and watch it. And as a child, I admit, I enjoyed watching The Wizard of Oz. Because the plot centered around a young lady whose name was Dorothy, and she was the main character, and her desire, it was her desire and her journey to get back home. Amen? And so she meets Glinda, who is one of the good witches of the East. Okay, I was like, whoa, okay. But Glinda informs Dorothy that the only way you can get back home is that you would have to go see that this great and powerful Oz. Amen? And so that required a trip to the Emerald City. And Dorothy asked the question, well, how do I get to the Emerald City? Glinda responds, just follow the yellow brick road. And Glinda was right. Dorothy ran into some problems, but she managed to follow this yellow brick road, and it led her to have a meeting with the great and powerful Oz. And she got there. But was there something unique about Dorothy or her friends she traveled with? No, no. Was it because she had on some red shoes? Nah. Was it because she could sing and dance? Nah. Was it because, you know, she was, you know, always cheerful? No. It was because that's where the road led.
All right.
Y'all stay with me.
Come on.
It was a path she chose. Wouldn't it be wonderful if there was some type of distinct road that led to wherever you wanted to go in life? Imagine a road that led to spouses wanting to come home every day.
Well.
Imagine a road that led to better health.
Yes.
Imagine a road that led to improved relationships with people that have been cut off in your life.
Yeah.
What about a road that led out of guilt?
Come on.
What about a road that led out of depression?
Yeah.
What about a road that led out of shame? If that were the case, you would stop looking for solutions and you begin looking for the right path. Watch me now. You have to understand that there is a distinction between a solution and a path. Let's talk for a minute. Imagine someone who was lost, and they were very far away from where they wanted to be. It would be crazy for that person to say, I needed a solution to fix this problem. When someone is where they do not want to be, he or she already knows the solution.
All right.
What they need is direction.
Y'all ain't stay with
me. That's some of the problem we have out there in Missouri.
Come on.
They don't need solutions. They need direction.
Stay with me.
To get from where we don't want to be to where we want to be requires two things. Time and a change of direction. I am here to pull the cover off the fact that we come in here Sunday after Sunday hollering and shouting but have not changed direction.
Come on. All right. Come on now. All right.
Some of y'all are looking at me hard. Take some notes now. Take some notes. Don't get mad at me. Don't get mad at me. I love shouting, I love dancing, I love giving God praise. But if there is no directional change, nothing happens.
Come on now.
Teaching now, even to my young folks. There is no quick fix.
Amen. Amen.
I'm here to pull the covers off some things. Yes, you can praise your way out, but your praise got to be in a different direction. Watch now. Y'all stay with me. One gets to the place one wants to be the same way that you got in the place you didn't want to be. By putting one foot in front of the other and moving in a specific direction. Cars have problems that need to be fixed. Computers have problems that can be fixed. Appliances, if you have a house, you know appliances break down, but they can be fixed. People, however, generally speaking, have directions that need to be changed.
All right.
Listen to me now. After talking a lot to a lot of people who share their problems with me, I've come to a conclusion. They don't really have problems.
Just need to change the direction.
They are simply living in the wrong direction.
Right.
They don't need a solution. They need a new direction.
Yes, sir.
Right.
I'm going to prove it to you. Get your Bibles out. Teaching today. Get your Bibles out. Go to Luke 15. You should already have it. Look what it says. This is the story of the prodigal son. But we really don't get this out of the prodigal son, but you're going to get this today. Look what it says. Very interesting scripture. Very interesting scripture. Look what it says. Verse 12, 15 and 12, Luke 15 and 12. Let's start with 11. And he said, a certain man had two sons. And I'm only going to deal with 12 and 13 right now. There's a lot in 12 and 13. Look what it says. And And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto him his living. Look at this now. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, took his journey. In other words, he put himself on a specific path. He took what he had and went on a specific path, knowing it, into a far country, and there wasted his sustenance with riotous living. In other words, he asked for what he wanted and got it. Some of y'all didn't ask God for the wrong thing and he gave it to you. Y'all don't want to talk about today. You didn't bug God and petition God and petition God and petition God, and he gave you just what you asked for.
All right.
Look what it said. The scripture says that the father gave it to him. In other words, the father was prepared to give it to him. He didn't have to save up for it. He already, watch this. This is how I know God is in full control. God is so much in control that he already got what you need. And he also has what you want. But he's waiting to see if you can ask for the right thing. See? He ain't got to save up. He ain't got to plan for it. He ain't got to put it on layaway. He already has it stored away.
Amen.
It says the father was prepared to give it to him. Now, verse 13 says he journeyed. In other words, like I said before, he took a specific path. He took what was given to him and went down the wrong road knowingly. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing back to me. There are some of us who go down the wrong road knowingly. God has given you what you asked for. You got it, and now you're traveling down the wrong road knowingly. He wasted what he had on purpose. He did it his way. Look at somebody say, you can't do this your way. Now let's turn the table. Let's evaluate ourselves. In terms of our relationships, our professionalism, things that we do professionally, our finances, even our spirituality. Isn't it true that when we look back, there is a pattern? There's a pattern to our behavior. Let's think about our finances for a second. We have followed a specific path that has created our current financial reality. Yeah, there are some things that took place that were beyond our control. But if you look back over your life, I'm sure there is a long sequence of financial decisions that you have made that explains where you are financially. Y'all ain't saying that back to me. In essence, you have followed a specific path. Y'all ain't saying it. You bought stuff you had no business buying. You wasted money on stuff you had no business wasting money on. You purchased stuff that was outside the means for you to pay for it. And then got nerve to blame it on the devil. You your own devil. You the one that needs to rebuke yourself for living outside the means and getting off the path that God has planned for you. God ain't saying that back to me. You have followed a specific path. You might be in a good place or you might not be in such a good place. Either way, it was a path that you followed. Every financial decision was seen as just an independent decision, as a disconnected event. That's wrong thinking. making saints. Each decision was a step in an actual direction. Every time you did something that wasn't according to the will of God with your finances, it was a step in the wrong direction.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And here you are. Whether you like it or not.
Well,
you're here in this position. We are looking for solutions when we should be looking for the right path.
All right. Yes, amen.
But pastor, what about the husband who lost his job because of a bad economy? I don't have an answer for you. Why don't you have an answer? Because an economic downturn does not cause problems. It reveals them. Wake up and hear me on this. When we ran into a recession and everybody all of a sudden was broke, it wasn't the recession that hurt us. It showed us where we were. Individually and collectively.
Ouch.